Let's go to Foster Care Awareness Week, starting today, running till Friday. Growing Hope, Fostering the Future. Niamh Roach, Mullinavat. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning, Damien.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much. And Roisin Clark, CEO of the Irish Foster Care Association. Morning, Roisin.
How are you, Damien?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for talking to me, ladies. Really appreciate it. Niamh, you're a local foster care. I'll start with you, if you don't mind, in Waterford, in the Mullinavat area. Talk to me about what do you do?
Well, Damien, I started fostering back in 2009. I started doing it as a single parent. I did it at the weekend, so respite fostering, okay. Which I suppose I dipped my toe in to see was it something for me that way. You do have to do training, and once we kind of did start doing the weekend, then I moved on to doing it full time.
Why did you start? Why did you think that this is something?
Well, used to do the Chernobyl children, Damien. I started off doing those with a friend of mine, and so it kind of progressed from there. I love kids, and I suppose I got something out of doing the Chernobyl kids, and I hated when they used to go home, so I felt that something more permanent would be nice. And so I said, we're doing it now since, 2009. We've had 27 kids.
Wow.
Here with us, yeah, over the years. Some come for a couple of days, maybe. Sometimes it could be just for a couple of weeks. And then we've had kids who have come here for a couple of years, maybe 7 or 8 years.
And do you mind me asking a simple question? How much do you get paid for it?
Not enough. would be the answer to that one, Damien. to be honest with you,
you don't do it for money. I know that. Yeah.
You don't do it for money. You don't do it for money because, look, you know, the kids coming into our care, like an example, if you have an emergency case, they come in the door and they might have the clothes they're standing in when they arrive, God love them. And so you're out the door in the morning to provide them with everything they need. And I suppose the biggest thing, like for us, when a kid comes in first is we like to do the things like the snuggle blankets, the little hot teddy bears that you put in the microwave. You know, it's kind of layers and layers of like kind of warmth and affection around them. And when they come, you have to remember the kids are scared, senseless coming in the door. They don't know who you are. You're a complete stranger, you know. And it's a slow burner sometimes with some of the kids coming in that you try to make them feel relaxed and happy in your home. I have to say, today we've been really lucky with all the kids we've had here. And we've had some very funny stories. And I would say they've enriched our lives as foster carers. As much as we change their lives, they change ours.
That's a lovely way to put it. Roisin, the Irish Foster Care Association, you're looking for anybody to think about it this week and to get in touch with ye. And basically just the reflection of what Niamh is saying there. I presume you hear that every time you're in touch with a foster family across the country.
Absolutely, we do. And it's wonderful to hear Niamh's story there. And I don't think we can really put a value on the contribution that foster carers make to the children in their care, first of all. And then I suppose if we think about it to our communities and society more generally as well, you know, they're like a circuit breaker in the life course of a child, you know, and been given the opportunity to grow and develop and experience a secure and a loving home can really change a child's life. And they do carry the benefits of that into adulthood, you know. And I think people like Niamh and foster carers all around the country are like the hidden heroes out there. And I mean, obviously, we all know that it's a really challenging time in our care system at the moment. And foster carers all around the country are just providing this amazing space, the comfort and that positive impact in children's lives. Children who have come into care through no fault of their own and often have had an immense adversity in their lives, and they're welcomed into foster care homes and they're loved and they're nurtured. And it really is just incredible what foster carers are doing all around the country for these children.
Can I just ask if you wouldn't mind? Yeah, we're going to give out the details again later on in the programme, Roisin, but where do people get in touch with, just so that we'll give that a good mention now first?
Yeah, please do. So Fostering Awareness Week is running from the 4th to the 8th of March. And as you said, Damien, our theme this year is Growing Hope, Fostering the Future. And what we really want to do is to recognise and to highlight the important role of foster carers. But not just that, how all of us, everybody in the community, especially those who are working with children, the teachers, the coaches, social workers, youth workers, they can contribute as well to supporting vulnerable children and foster carers who care for them. So we're asking people to get involved, to follow us on social media. Our website is ifca.ie, and to follow us and to give show support for the foster care community. And it's hashtag growing hope, hashtag fostering the future.
Okay. In terms of your own personal circumstances, Niamh, what advice would you give to anybody who's listening this morning? And we've tens of thousands of people listening, as you know, and only just a small percentage of them that might say, do you know what, I'll give this a go, it might work for me. What would you have to say to them?
What I would say to them is that I can put my hand on my heart and say, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I'm doing it. I've seen the benefits it makes to the children that come in the door. Several of them that we've had have gone on to college. Wouldn't have happened if they hadn't come into care. So what I would say to you is, there are loads of kids waiting to come into care right now, unfortunately. I would say contact IFCA or contact TUSLA and come to one of the meetings. We have coffee mornings with TUSLA and with IFCA. And, you know, it might be a nice way to come and sit in on one and see what it's more about in depth. They do regular training, and they do, like TUSLA often do their drives where they're trying to get foster carers. Go to those meetings and ask the questions, but it's definitely worth getting involved in. I haven't looked back, and the children have enriched our lives and changed our lives.
Mm. There must be great joy and happiness and just a lovely sense of satisfaction, Niamh, when you see the children grow like that, is it?
It's fantastic. I mean, you see kids coming in, and and one child said to me recently, she's aged out now, and she said, you know, if I hadn't come into care, I wouldn't be where I am in life right now. And this is a child that, like, some of my kids would still ring back and they'd call out, and they'll call back for mammy dinners, as they call them. And, you know, or they don't know what's happening in life because they said they're in their 20s now or whatever. And they might ring and say, can I bounce something off you to help them make proper and good decisions as life goes on? But they would definitely say, fostering changed their lives for the better. It's enriching. And look, there's funny stories, and sometimes people get caught up in the what's happening in the children's lives where they've had to come into care. And we've met some amazing parents fostering that just have had hard luck in life, or, you know, we haven't walked in their shoes, so we don't know what's happened for them.
Yeah.
But they just haven't been able to cope sometimes with their children. And sometimes just us stepping in for a little time or a long time, whichever it is, can help. And we would have great relationships with the parents of some of the kids we've had. They would ring us, we ring them, they text us, we send them photographs. And I think when we all work together as a community, and, you know, we're enriching a child's life, and that can't be underestimated, that year out or a couple of weeks out or just the input of our help that it makes for a child.
Roisin, Niamh, thanks so much for talking to me this morning. Really appreciate it. And the very best of luck with all the publicity this week, Roisin. And Niamh, well done. Thanks
great
very much.
Thank you.
See you, folks. Thanks very much.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Niamh Roach there, local foster care in the Mullinavat area, and Roisin Clark, CEO of the Irish Foster Care Association.